Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
During the Vietnam War, the Hmong people of Southeast Asia were our allies. As we left Vietnam, some Hmong came to Iowa and Marion County. An event coming to Pella tells the story of these new Americans. Let's go in depth with Wang Ming Lee of Prairie City and Dr. Dale DeWild with the Center for Public Justice, Pella. Well, Mr. Lee, where are you from?
I'm from Laos, 1978. I'm from Laos to Des Moines, and I stay in Des Moines close 30 years. So I work with a Catholic diocese for 28 years. I have organized of Hmong people for about our Hmong culture and needlework. And the 1982 to 85, we have Sister Pak Shue and Eric Zingler helping me to organize the group of ladies to learn, to teach the lady to learn about needlework.
Okay. And your group of people is called the Hmong.
Called Hmong.
Hmong. So
yeah,
is that
Hmong. Yeah, Hmong.
Hmong.
Yeah, Hmong from Laos.
From Laos. Yeah. Okay.
The Hmong people in Laos, the original grandparents, they moved from China, and they came to Laos maybe 1850 or something like that. And our parents, they came to the higher off of the mountain, and they live in there. They organized a group, and they finally they be the Laotian national. And 1960, we living in the border of Laos and North Vietnam. And during the North Vietnam and South Vietnam, the fighting, we have a Colonel Billet came to our homeland and talked to our leader and General Wong Pao. And they want we protect the Ho Chi Minh Trail and the road from north to south, and then we are the group in there. We protect the transportation north to south.
Okay, so you were our ally,
yeah,
in the Vietnam War.
Yeah, I'm involved with CIA Vietnam War, and in our homeland we have a higher of a mountain, and United States CIA take the radar to sit on the mountain and to helping the airplane from the Thailand, Utapao, and then overseas flew over the sky to drop the bomb over a territory of North Vietnam and Laos, protection the troop transportation north to south. And we're helping that. I'm our home village. That is a Lima Site 85, our home village. We're living there, and we're helping that area. During the 1964 to 68, we have a terrible fighting down there. And the finally, 68, and North Vietnam, they know that we have that radar. They came to our territory. They fought. Many of our people passed away. A group of United States technicians, about 10 to 20 people, passed away there. And group of Thailand, I think around 100 people, with our people like 500, passed in there before. We lost, and we moved down to the south of Laos too. We moved down to the Vientiane. That's why we came here.
Okay, so many of many of your tribal members, many of your group died in the war.
Died during that time.
And as part of our allies.
Yeah, part of it.
All right, and so...
They should Limassa 85.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wang Mang Lee and Dr. Dale DeWild. So then, as we left Vietnam, you came with us. You came back here.
Yeah, up to 1973. So they have a treaty for signing that Vietnam had to, you know, like Russia had to go back to Russia, China had to go back, and all, you know, America and United States had to come back, go back, and let the Laos and Vietnam and Thai treaty for good, but not that way. When American people come back home, but you know, China and Russia come home. They come at night, and they come in by the truck, but nobody seeing, they put to inside, so they come more, and up to United States took over, so they control Laos. And they kill, they take the government, they take the king, and all the many of the important people, they say take to the training camp, but they take to the, they kill all. So we cannot stay that way. You know, Colonel Billy and United States said, open door for you to United States. So we came here, our group, you know, we living in the mountain, we don't have education. We just know how to farming. And that's why Bishop Deepman helping us to have that land, 140 acres of land there in Perry City. And that's why I'm there, and for our Hmong people, farming and gardening for the, our people. But now the children, they have more education. They go to work, so I stay there.
I see.
Organize many things there. Someday you visit me down there.
I would love to.
Yeah, thank you.
And Dr. DeWild, you're with the Center for Public Justice.
That's right.
Can you tell us briefly what the center does?
Well, the Center for Public Justice is an organization based in Washington, D.C., that is sort of a think tank. They have lots of scholars, and many are political scientists who take positions on current political issues, which are neither right nor left, but Christian. And locally, we try to organize local discussions to promote awareness of alternative points of view. And with this project, we are showing our concern for the minorities, for the strangers, to make them welcome in our community.
Okay, and you're based out of Pella.
That's right.
And a former sociology professor at Central.
Correct.
Okay, so how did you meet Mr. Lee?
Well, actually, another person in organizing this is Phil Weber, Dr. Weber from the college. And he has relationships with lots of local minority members, including Hmong people. Many of them are people who garden and sell at the farmers market, for example. And so through contacts with them, they put us in contact with Mr. Lee, who is sort of their spokesman in this area.
And you've got an event coming up at the Pella Public Library.
That's right.
And you have before us incredible, beautiful artwork that tells the Hmong story, or at least some of the stories, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about it?
It started in the refugee camps. The men would draw pictures of the various scenes that they experienced during their time living in the jungles before the war, and then during the war in which they were allies with the United States. When the United States left, they were sort of left to fend for themselves without much protection. So they became refugees within their own country. They went up in the mountains to try to hide. Eventually, they ended up in refugee camps. Again, they were not treated well. And so eventually, they made their way to other refugee camps in Thailand, from which the UN was able to evacuate many of them to many countries for resettlement.
And Iowa being one of the states that they came to.
That's right. And some of them came to Iowa. And Pella was one such state. This was during Governor Ray's period when he had a very active program of resettling people in the United States who were victims of persecution. And several families in Pella adopted Hmong families and tried to help them resettle in the United States. And when they came with these drawings that the men had drawn in the refugee camps of the various scenes that had happened in their lives. And then the women would take these drawings and apply them with needlework to cloths to tell their story.
Well, they're incredible needlework, and there's just beautiful images, very colorful, and then some embroidered words that tell the story and paragraphs with pictures.
That's right. It is just amazingly intricate artwork, and as you say, they're very colorful, but the powerful part of them is the story that they tell. Some of them begin with their life in China, and then they're being pushed around by various governments and becoming refugees, wandering through the forests until they could finally find safety, and eventually their exodus to the United States.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wang Mang Lee and Dr. Dale DeWild. Is the goal of the stories, of the embroideries, of the beautiful art, is it to tell the story to outsiders or to tell the story within your community?
Both. Yeah, and mostly our, you know, the Hmong people, original, we don't have an alphabet. We don't have a letter writing.
Okay.
And the needle that make a history by the, like a book and reading in of the history of Hmong people. But they came to China to Laos, they do the needle for the history. They from Laos to Thailand, they do the needle for history, and then we'll do that in the United States.
What are the events? Are there events associated with the library, or is it a display, or are there other public programs? Can you tell us about those?
Yes, during the entire month of November, there will be, in the display cases in the Pella Public Library, the artwork of the Hmong people. It's quite an extensive and beautiful display. And on Saturday, November the 2nd, at 10:30, there will be a presentation at which several Hmong people will be present. Some of them will be wearing their costumes. We'll have a video that we will show about when the Hmong came to Pella. It's called Pella, A Place of Refuge.
Really?
And they will share their stories and they will answer questions from the audience. Again, November the 2nd at 10:30 in the meeting room in the public library.
Well, it's sort of like the original inhabitants of Pella, the founders of Pella came for that same purpose. So I'm getting that. That's the message you're trying
to convey.
That's
exactly right. Pella was a place of refuge for the Dutch, and it became a place of refuge for others, but especially for the Hmong people. And they viewed it as a place of refuge.
Okay. Any other events associated with this? Just awareness, trying to get people to learn?
That's correct. Just making this available to the community to see how people who are not always so visible are actually doing great things.
Is there any other lessons that we can learn from this?
Well, I guess that we can learn that when we are able to open up our homes and our communities to others, that many people benefit. And these people are very grateful. We have stories of young people who were immigrants to Pella. And in these stories, they talk about, first of all, their missing of their life back in the mountains and the wonderful community life and the very rich family life that they had back in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos. But then they also show in these stories their attractions to American culture, the opportunities that they found here. The Hmong students were all excellent students. Most of them have gone on to become professionals. They've spread out around the country because of that. And they took great advantage of the educational opportunities that Pella was able to offer them. And for that, they remain eternally grateful.
Thanks to Wang Meng Li and Dr. Dale DeWild for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.